A study published by two OSU professors found that when comparing coal families that live in metro areas, rural coal families were less likely to divorce during years when the coal industry was losing jobs. Tasha Snyder is an associate professor of human sciences at Ohio State. I joined her in her office and started by asking how she and her co-author Michael Beck went about studying how the coal industry impacted families in rural and metro areas.
Our study looks at family responses to boom and bust cycles, because we're looking at this over three decades, right, in the U.S., at all counties in the U.S. And what we find is that non-metro counties are more resilient to the bust periods. So prior studies find that better economic conditions lead to, in general, better family outcomes. Worse economic conditions, in general, worse family outcomes. What we find is non-metro counties are better able to weather the worst economic outcomes related to declines in coal employment. And we think that is in part perhaps related to what we call like a coal culture, kind of the idea of having lived in a community that has coal employment and the coal industry for, you know, a long time. These communities are used to boom and bust cycles, and so they're better able to weather these things. These non-metro communities are more resilient to economic fluxes, right? They're going to weather it, and they've seen this before perhaps, and they're not necessarily going to make big life decisions based on, a flux in coal employment. Whereas populations in other areas, metro areas, are not as better able to weather it.
If you want to get married and stay married or be married, the best thing to do would be to work in the coal industry in a rural county.
No, that's not what we're saying at all. But what we're saying is coal industry employment definitely has an effect on marriage outcomes. Prior studies that have looked at effects of coal industry employment have really looked at things like economic outcomes, environmental impacts, and very few have looked at family outcomes. And that's why we did the study, because we wanted to fill that gap in the research. So I wouldn't suggest moving to a rural community and getting a job in the coal industry if you want to get married. Like, that's not at all what we're saying. We're just saying that when we think about the impacts of changes in coal industry and these large changes in coal employment that we've seen in recent decades in the U.S., we need to think about, you know, all sorts of outcomes, and we're focusing on marital outcomes. Yeah,
absolutely. We've long known that money is one of the biggest stresses in a marriage. It's a huge contributor to how a marriage turns out, how it functions. What does this study add to our understanding of that? Are there any lessons to take away from this? Obviously, marriage counselors can't say, well, just live in the country in a tough, uncertain industry for a strong marriage. What can those of us who don't necessarily work in this industry or live in those places take away from something like this?
So I'm a demographer. My colleague, Dr. Betts, is an economist. So we don't know anything really about marriage, marital therapy or those kinds of things. But I guess what the takeaway I would bring, I take from this is that, you know, employment matters. Stable jobs matter for families and for stability. And we've had a lot of debate in recent months, even just about the whole coal industry and bringing it back and clean coal and all that. And so, you know, we need to think bigger, not just about jobs, but what are the implications of some of these jobs. And my colleague Mike Betts and I are actually turning our attention now to focus on the shale industry. And that's kind of a big effect, that's a big phenomenon in recent years, in the past decade or two, and so we're planning on doing similar studies but looking at shale employment in all counties in the U.S.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Tasha Snyder is an associate professor of human sciences at Ohio State. She co-authored a study with assistant professor of human sciences Dr. Michael Betts about the marriage and divorce outcomes in terms of the coal industry in metro and rural areas.